Hot damn. Vietnam. Vietnam, that little old country which had been under his nose all these years. Things were getting too quiet in Vietnam. If there was one thing hotter than Harlem in the summer, it was air raids on rice patties and napalm on red gooks. Now we had a game. When the war got too good and everybody was given too much space to that, he could always tell the niggers it was good time to be marching on the White House. When they got a little too serious, he could bring back Vietnam. He could even make all those Barry Goldwater rednecks and state troopers happy. That was a happy nation when everybody had something going for them. The niggers had their civil rights and the rednecks could be killing gooks. Yes, thought the president, his friends and associates were correct in their estimate of him as a genius. Hot damn, Vietnam. I believe our present situation in Vietnam is so irrational that any attempt to deal with it logically is illogical in the way surrealism is illogical, and rational political discussion of Adolf Hitler's motives was illogical and then obscene. Bombing a country at the same time you are offering it aid is as morally repulsive as beating up a kid in an alley and stopping to ask for a kiss. Reading the papers these days is a nightmare of unrequited love. If one's country lives like a woman in some part of the unconscious dream life of each of us, if beneath all our criticisms and detestations of America's vulgarity, misuse of power, and sheer pompous stupidity, there has been still some optimistic love affair with the secret potentialities of this nation, some buried, unvoiced faith that the nature of America was finally good and not evil, well, that faith has taken a pistol whipping in the last months. The romance seems not even tragic or doomed, but dirty and misplaced. Still, let me assume there is some point in trying to be reasonable about Vietnam, even if it is only to discover that there is no logic in the situation.